I'm going to stand to share your word, I pray that you hide myself under your wings, that from your mouth may be heard today. I thank you for the supernatural. I thank you for the angels that's amongst us right now. I thank you for healing that is taking place. I thank you for deliverance, chains broken. I thank you, God, that you are already here ministering to your children. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one of us in Jesus' name. And everybody say, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Welcome tonight. And to all of those of you that are watching live, I'm just going to be very quick today because most of my message is done. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is the pinnacle of any believer, any Christian today, is what's happened today, 21 years ago. Voluntarily went to the cross so that your sins may be washed rather than just been covered, like as of old when the priests used to slaughter animals, your sins was only covered. But Jesus, the one and only Lamb that was without any blemish, hallelujah, one and only blood that was shed so that you may be totally cleansed from your sin. Amen? Hallelujah. I'll just share a little bit today. I won't take much of your time. Like this last year, what were we doing? There was no service, wasn't it? There was no service. Amen. We've excelled a little bit this year. We did live, yeah. And this year, I thank God that I can see faces. Amen? And maybe next year, it'll be just a full on whatever that government has brought to us. But we're going to adhere to the government laws so much as we hate this thing on the front of our face. But we're going to continue. Amen? Because we are children of God. We obey. Now, my scripture today is from Luke 22, verse 39. And it is, yes, it is about a prayer again. Hallelujah. The prayer that Jesus prayed in the garden, coming out from having a Passover meal with the disciples. Hallelujah. In verse 39, 22, 39, it says like this. Coming out from what? From the Passover that have just done. He went to the Mount of Olives as he was always accustomed in doing. And he followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw away. What's a stone's throw away? About a meter. Yeah, about a meter. As far as you want to throw it, okay. About a stone's throw away. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, listen to this prayer. Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. My title today is, not my will, but yours be done. Amen? Hallelujah. You see, this is a man who was put on this earth, has been right from Genesis 3. Hallelujah. What did Genesis 3 verse 15 says? Genesis 3 verse 15 says, Hallelujah. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. When man fell immediately because of the love of God, he already had set a plan that one day the reviver of our souls, the one that will come and salvage us, will come. But in his time. Amen? But right in Genesis 3, he already had promised that the very same seed will bruise your head. Amen. And that is the promise of who Jesus Christ is. We've been celebrating for every year. We celebrate and we remember what Jesus had done on the cross. This is the pinnacle of every believer. It is the uttermost, because there has to be death and blood spilled for forgiveness of sins. Not only forgiveness, but clean slated, wiped away. Amen? Hallelujah. You'll note at this prayer, I won't take much of your time. For those kids that are doing the, get ready, because you guys, I'm going to call you very shortly. The kids that are doing the skit, because you guys are fortunate today that my preaching is incorporated together with this skit, and you guys are going to be blessed. Amen. Get ready. Hallelujah. And it says here, Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me. This was the time when Jesus' humanity was upon him. This is the moment that when he went into the garden, when the sins of the world was put on him. He now has come to a place that he realized that this is the time that I'm going to take every sin of every man, then every sin of every man at that point of time, and his sin of every man now and until he comes. Hallelujah. At that time he was feeling, the Bible says he felt agony. He felt pain like never before. Hallelujah. When I spoke about pain, I remembered, I still have the text. I was reading it yesterday. When TJ texted me from Townsville, last chemo, and these was her words. Papa Joe, I just cannot handle it anymore. It's too much. And I reminded her, I said, listen, the pain that Jesus took for you and I, for the world, for everyone that is sick today, hallelujah, does not come close to what you're going through right now, TJ. The moment she received my thing, she said, I had a revelation and I wept and I cried because I had that revelation come to me. And all of a sudden, there was no pain. TJ is alive and well today without any cancer. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, our God at that time addressed his father as a place of a point of being a son. Father, he went three times. He went to the disciples. The disciples were asleep. Tarry for an hour. He went back agonizing. He agonized so much. The pain was so much that sweat was coming in blood. Scientists have found out when he does that, it shows deep, deep sorrow. God, the Son, in his human form, had to take everything that you and I go through every day. Whatever you're going through right now is already been on him. Whatever you're going to go through is already been on his back. Hallelujah. That is why it was so painful to him that the Father had to send an angel to come and strengthen him. The Bible says, didn't come to be with him, strengthen him. This was the time that we always say, yes, he is fully man, and he's also fully God. But in his manhood, he needed to carry your sins and your pains. He needed to feel who you are and what you're going to go through. And it was that time that when he was at the garden, that the weight of this world was on him. His humanity almost failed him. Hallelujah. I will read you a scripture. And this scripture really encouraged me. If someone can go to Psalm 40. If you can go, Psalm 40 verses 6 to 8. Eh? Psalm 40 verse 6. This psalm really encouraged me. You see, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Next, 7. Then I said, behold, I come in the scroll of the book as it is written of me. This is Jesus. Verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. You see, when this was going upon Jesus, hallelujah, Father, let this cup pass over me. The way it is written, it's as if he didn't feel anything. Let your cup over me, but let your will be done. You see, he was there agonizing about your sin. He was agonizing about who you are and what you're going through. He was right. It must have been, oh my goodness. Oh Lord. Yeah. That even in sorrow coming out from him, but yet, let your will be done. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Even before the nailing on the cross, his blood has found his way already onto the earth, onto where you and I were made from and everything that is standing here. Hallelujah. You see, from take it away to let your will be done. Because of his joy that he has to be the sacrifice. It must have been a conversation between Papa and Son in heaven. Through you, my son, that I will forgive my children. You need to go and be with mankind and be like man and take up as clean, because my blood will be with you. I'm paraphrasing here. You are going to be born of a virgin without a man, with a woman, with Mary. But you're going to be, in your blood will be my blood. Hallelujah. The power of the blood. You see, from, take this cup away from me. Jesus resigned his will and he says, your will. I'm going to mention it again. He resigned his will. Father, this is my will. I'm going to sign it right now, stamp it. Here you go. Let your will be done in me now. My manhood right now is going to be resigned. Right now, I'm going to... Because we have spoken of this. Yes, I now am living like a human right now. I'm feeling every pain. I'm again sweating blood. But I'm going to resign my will to you now so that your will be done only. Hallelujah. What are you going through? What mountain are you facing right now? What report has the doctor given you? Hallelujah. Resigned, and he took upon his father's will. But yet, let your will be done. They took him. Because, you know the story. He was deceived by one of his own. He was taken. He went from Sanhedrin to the council, to the leaders, and then... But they didn't find any fault in Jesus. But instead, because of Passover, they usually get released. They wanted Barabbas, but they want Jesus crucified. The very same people that welcomed Jesus on Palm Sunday, coming inside Jerusalem in a donkey with all the palms. Hail King Jesus! The very same people are now. Hail him! You see, as much as what we've known about, but that is the will of the Father today. Hallelujah. You see, there was a resignation from will, his self-will, to the Father's will. There is this gap that we suffer all the time. A lot of times you are praying in the Father's will. Then all of a sudden your will takes over because one, maybe time of what you're praying about. Oh, my goodness. When is he going to answer my prayer? Then it transfers back to your will. So what are we? God's will today. Right after that, your will. God's will. Your will. You need to resign your will. Give it to God. The Bible says in Galatians, walk in the Spirit so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. But what Jesus did here, he resigned his physical will and he accepted the will of God, which was, your will be done. See, the prayer that was taught to the disciples, your will be done on earth here as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. It is all about. We can talk about how much vehicles we have. We can talk about the treasures we do have. How much education. It's all good. But those things. If you're striving and doing this and that for these things of this world and forgetting God, I'm urging you today. Change that around. It's good to be educated, but if you allow God to lead you with your education, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Why did I go there? Anyway, but praise the Lord. But hey, Jesus endured the cross. You see, he was beaten 39 times. In those days, if you go over 40, a lot of people have died because of the beating. And the kind of whip that they used was called the cat of nine tails. It had nine tails, and it woven onto it was bits of rocks and bones and things. Every time it would hit Jesus' back, it would open, bringing out flesh, bringing out blood, and spraying it everywhere. You see, Jesus agonized about this. Then he went and took 39 stripes. He knew that he had to take it because he didn't. He wanted you to be healed. He took it because my brother, my sister, who's got diabetes, I don't want him to have that. If he believes in me with what I have done on the cross, that the 39 stripes that I have taken, that he will be healed from, he shall have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 39 stripes on his back. Each one of them drawing blood, flesh. Just imagine after 39 stripes. Would he still have his back muscles? Not only that, but he endured the cross. The Bible says it was about 50 kilograms or 60 kilograms. There could be more. The weight of the cross. Then he put it on his back. Then he walked up Calvary with a torn up back, spat at with on his head. Because you and I was on his mind. You and I. And I am one of them. I was supposed to be dead 33 years ago. I was deemed dead, but God raised me. And I'm standing today preaching the goodness. He loved you so much that he took all that beating. He was spat at. See, he was beaten for every sickness. A crown of thorns was put on his head. For everything that goes in your mind that alters you from the things of God, he put that thing, and it says it penetrated almost to his brains, the way they put it. They can't even recognize his face because it started to swell up. You're fighting with your mind, with everything that your mind is telling you. He put a crown of thorns on there. Hallelujah. He was nailed to the cross with both hands and both legs. Everywhere that this hand have gone to that is not of God have been nailed on the cross. Where your feet has been taken you, nailed on the cross. And on the side when the pierced, when it was pierced with the arrow, it's your heart. The Bible says blood and water came out from an agonizing, sorrowful person, full of sorrow. When that entered in there, whatever you had concocted in your heart about things that is not of God, just put a spear on it. So what? Hallelujah. What excuse do you and I have today? God's will. You see, in the olden days, they used to go and kill a calf or something for your sin. And they would give it to the priest. The priest would go into and to the Holy of Holies with the blood. And then he would sprinkle it on the mercy seat for himself first. Because the priest himself was a sinful man. He wasn't appropriate for the Holy of Holies. Then after he did that for him, then he would do it for the children of Israel, for those who came bringing sacrifice. You see, the one and only sacrifice that was pure, which was the priest called Jesus Christ. He laid himself down as the ultimate sacrifice for once and for all. That blood not only covers your sin, as the animals did. You see, the animals were part of the things. They lived on this earth. Their blood isn't pure. Only the purest blood is the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, when it's been proven scientifically when a woman is impregnated, it's not the blood of the woman that goes into the child. Hello? So the Holy Spirit came and gave Mary the baby. Her blood didn't enter into him. It was the Holy Spirit's blood. It was God's blood. It was the blood that was pure. It was the blood. Hallelujah. There is nothing else that is as powerful today like the blood of Jesus. Demons free. They flee. Hallelujah. Are the guys ready? You guys are going to be blessed with this skit. Hello? Hallelujah. Jesus was focused. We need to get in line with his plan. Jesus going to the cross was focused. Even though that his humanity caused him to ask the Father, Father, let this cup pass me by, but let your will be done. Let your will be done. What you're going through right now, surrender that will to God and let God's will come into you. God's will is his word in you. God's will is everything his word says about you. That is God's will. Paul says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive. Not only alive, but it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. You see, this was written then. The only sharpest implement then was the sword. What is it now? If I was writing it today, I would have said it is greater than any atomic bomb. Hallelujah. Sharper than any whatever laser that they use today. And not only that, but it even enters into your marrows of your bone. You know that in your marrows, your white blood cells and red blood cells have been made from there. The power of God. See, cancer is that when blood. That is why I'm saying there is nothing in God. Hallelujah. You guys will be blessed with this. This is part of my sermon. You guys are going to be blessed with this. Hallelujah. You see, what are you going through right now? All you have to do is surrender your will to God. Surrender your will. Let God take it over. You know, I'm blessed. When these children were doing this the other day, I went into tears because it's not just something that is a performance. It is ministry. They are ministry. As young as they are ministering action with the words. Amen. I want you to be blessed.